Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you ever experienced bad behavior from a partner or an ex, and you look back on that and you think, is it just with me? Something about me that they do that? I have a video request that I'm reading today about hot and cold behavior. And the person writing this request is asking me if it was their behavior that created the bad behavior in the other person. Susan Winter here for SusanWinter.net. Happy to read your video requests, even happier to see the wonderful folks show up here on my channel. Followers, friends, YouTube subscribers, and family members here. Thank you so much. So let's talk about this hot and cold behavior. Is it just you? This is from Andrea, and Andrea writes, "Hi, Susan. First of all, I want to tell you how much I love your videos and how much they've helped me. I found your video, Letting Go of Them and the Dream. And in it, you were talking about a hot and cold ex that will also be that way with their next partner. But I think it was just my behavior that made him like that, because with his new girlfriend, he's completely different. Or do you think that he just learned?" Love this. Thank you, Andrea. No, I don't think he just learned. Oh, you're giving this human so much credit. Wouldn't we love to have somebody have an experience and go, oh, I was really horrible to this person. I'm never going to do that again. In my next relationship, I'm going to be loving, benevolent, and consistent. No, he didn't learn. Here's what probably happened. One, let's be honest. Okay, we got to be real. Maybe he wasn't that into you. Maybe he wasn't wanting what you wanted. Maybe he didn't find enough commonality. But let us not do this. Let us not use this wonderful imagination we have to cut ourselves and put salt in the wound and tell ourselves that everything I wanted, he, she is giving to the next person and I don't get it. And now they're better and it was my fault. I don't know what your behavior was. I really don't know, but I do know human nature. And I know that generally speaking, when we see something we like, we move toward it. When we see something that we don't like or that scares us, we move away from it. Does a person have a specific behavior with you and to be hot and cold with you, but then automatically with wonderful new girlfriend for which you have no proof unless you're in the friend circle, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right? And I don't know how long this relationship is, but you're assuming a whole lot. So to think that somebody's bad behavior only comes to us is short-sighted. Not only that, it's going to make you feel horrible about yourself. And it's not really true. People have a basic disposition or they don't. What I can tell you about somebody who has hot and cold behavior with anyone, they're not being direct. They are not consistently moving toward a goal, or they are being vague with you. They're either stalling because they don't know what they want to do with you, which that's indicative of somebody who's selfish. If you don't want her, cut her loose. If you're hot and cold, that means one day you're pursuing, one day you're retracting. So that means you're vague, ambivalent, don't know what you want, and are really very, very selfish to keep this person on the hook. So that we know for sure. You're selfish. You're selfish and you're greedy because you don't have the moral character to be respectful and cut them loose because you know they like you. And you're just not that into them, or you don't want a relationship. So please, to all of you that think, oh my God, are they only hot and cold with me? No. They treated you badly. That is one of the ways in which they can have bad behavior. And they were thoughtless, which doesn't go away. A thoughtless person is a thoughtless person. A person who's a great communicator is a great communicator. And they'll communicate with their new partner or with you. And I don't think this person that you thought was such a catch is going to be much different with the new person. I would wish, don't we all wish, but no. It's hard enough for any one of us to change some behavior that gets us the traction we want. And when people do hot and cold, they're very skilled at this. They know that they pay attention to you one moment because they feel like it and they want your attention and gives them power. And the next moment they push you away because they don't want to deal with it. Okay, these individuals are not what we would call great relationship material. So please, all of you who seek to diminish yourself through another person's bad behavior, it's not always you. And like I like to say, it's not you, it's them. Hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you don't know what you're in, you're confused and you're struggling, please check out a consultation. Go to SusanWinter.net. You can also write me on the contact page. There's a box that says Q&A video requests, and perhaps I'll read yours on air. Thank you very much.